This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay. Look, since the show has started, there's been news in the NFL, and you have to wonder how much of it is impacting Detroit. Late in the morning show, and if you're just joining us, maybe you haven't heard this, but the Jets have given permission to Haason Reddick to seek a trade. There was a report that they kind of made one final offer last week on a 1-year deal. He rejected it. Reddick had been traded for by the Jets from Philadelphia. They weren't able to agree to a contract. He hasn't played a game for them. Now they're looking to move him, and they're giving him a chance to seek a trade. It might be directly related to the fact that Aiden Hutchinson got hurt. And they're like, okay, well, let's just see what the Lions might do, which is probably what they should do. But noting that, then the Jets traded for Davante Adams from the Vegas Raiders, which you can't help but wonder, all right, has Vegas started a sell-off? If Brad Holmes, the Lions GM, has not spoken to the Raiders already, it might be time to, given that Max Crosby, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, and a guy who's like in that category with Aiden Hutchinson, amongst the best in the league, if it's a sell-off, it would be a player worth buying. Now, that would come with some potential. It would come with, I'm going to guess here, a big return. I'd be shocked if it wasn't a huge return, even though Davante Adams got less than what I would have expected, which is a third-round pick that could become a second-round pick. If Davante Adams, like if he's on the roster for the AFC title game or is a all-pro player, like there's some conditions to it. So he'd have to be very good for them, or they'd have to have great team success. But that could mean that they're in a sell mode. So I would imagine that Brad Holmes had talked to them already, probably was circling back today about Max Crosby. So here we sit with all this news to digest. I still don't think Max Crosby's likely to end up here. But you have to ask.
You have to ask. And no, I don't think he's likely to end up anywhere other than Vegas, because I think if Vegas is going to sell off Davante Adams, I think they want to hang on to Max. And I don't know if you have more trade value right now, or do you have more trade value at the end of the season? You know, do you have more trade value on draft day when everybody gets a little desperate because you're telling the picks right now? But if I were the Raiders, I mean, you want to hang on to a guy like Max Crosby, because that it's so hard to find impact players like him that you build around it. But he's also, it's not like Max Crosby's 23 years old, you know? So you have to think about it. And I would hope that Brad Holmes has made contact with the Raiders and just simply said, look, you know, we just saw what you did with Davante Adams. We understand that, you know, We have a need here, obviously. You've got a player we love. If you're thinking about moving him, you got to give us at least a right of refusal.
Okay, so here is Brad Holmes this morning, the morning show. Not Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell. The morning show spoke with Dan Campbell, Lions coach, and they talked about Hutch and who can replace him and a bunch of questions. Right at the end, though, Costa circled back and said, Coach, if you do go outside the organization, what kind of player is it likely you will be targeting? And here's what Dan Campbell said. Okay, so he's speaking there in very rational, realistic terms. Because if you think about it, the edge guys, the elite edge rushers, don't get moved as much as the ones that are just good or the ones that are role players. So if you're in the market and you're trying to help out your edge rusher spot, it's going to be harder to consummate a trade for an elite player than it is. So he's just speaking in real terms.
Sure.
He's speaking in real terms.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
It doesn't mean it doesn't
because
happen.
Because we've seen it happen with the Khalil Mack, and we've seen it happen with Von Miller. These guys are elite, and they've been moved. Was J.J. Watt traded to Arizona, or did he sign as a free agent?
I thought that was a free agent.
It may have been a free agent signing. I'm just trying to think of other elite defensive ends,
you don't
edge
need
rushers.
To. You've given me two examples. That works. But if you look at it, the way he's talking, I think he's preparing us for the more likely of the scenarios.
Well, and you and I, during the break, I said a name to you, and you had an opinion immediately. So I feel like you and I both zeroed in on another guy that would fit in that camp.
And Kang made a prediction to me earlier today. But let's start with the elites are Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. You're probably, I mean, you can call, you could try, but you're probably not going to get them. The very goods are the
Cleveland, trade. Do you feel like Cleveland's a more likely scenario, though?
Yes, because I think Cleveland's more likely to give up on the season.
Because Cleveland is such a dumpster fire.
Yep. It might be we need a full scale. I mean, I don't know how they get out from under Deshaun Watson's contract, but this might be one of these deals where they take a massive cap hit, get out from under his and just say, we're going to stink here and yep. We're unloading everybody, but we're loading up on future assets. So I do think, but those are the elites. Then you get into the very, very goods, Trey Hendrickson, Hassan Reddick, Trayvon Walker, which you may not be able to access any of those. The more accessible players, we mentioned yesterday, Keon White, who has 4 sacks in New England, Za'Darius Smith in Cleveland, who's 32 years old, Josh Allen from Jacksonville, who's only got 2.5 sacks, former first-round pick, but could be useful here.
He's got a big contract.
I think the name that they would go after, again, a team that's pulled the plug, great familiarity, very good player, and I think the Lions, they'd have to pay for him. It'd probably be 2 picks, not a first rounder, but 2 picks, or maybe 2 picks and a player, or a pick and a player. I think Harold Landry from Tennessee.
Well, that's a name that I kind of looked at during a break, and I was going over different teams and thinking to myself, where does this fit? Tennessee is 1-4, so that's a team that's bottom end here. They're going nowhere at this point. I mean, they're experimenting with a second-year quarterback, Will Levis. They're not having a great return on that just yet. And, Harold Landry is this outside linebacker type guy, and he's been productive in his career. In the last couple of seasons, he had 12 sacks in 2021, missed all of 2022, came back in 2023, had 10.5 sacks, and this year he's got 4 sacks in 5 games. 6'2", 252, got enough heft on him that he can, maybe play that defensive end position, and yet he's quick enough where he's an outside backer type. I tend to think that's like more on the safe side, and there's nothing wrong with being on the safe side. Although it is a big, it's almost what, $20 million, $17 million a year?
Yeah, he played for Terrell Williams, the Lions D-line coach in Tennessee. You have to wonder a little bit some of these linebacker types, how they have to reshape the defense to get them to be their most effective. But in his last 39 games, okay, so that's 2 years ago, last year, and now 5 games into this year, he has 26.5 sacks. Aiden Hutchinson has 28.5. You'd have to pay to get him, but that seems to be a team that could be prime to move a player.
Yeah.
Kang, you got a prediction.
Yeah, I mean, I would love a tier 1 game-changing player like Max Crosby or Myles Garrett. I just don't think it's in the cards for the Lions. It's not part of what Brad Holmes has shown us. And he can always stray from that, but what he's shown us is that's not what they're willing to do, is trade up, give up a lot of future assets for something like that. Especially when Aiden Hutchinson will be back next year, people. So this is kind of like the farm. Yeah.
They've got a plan beyond this season.
Exactly. They want to be sustainable for years to come, not just this year. So I go not even tier 2. I think this is going to be I think their starting defensive ends are Pascal and Onsrike. And I think whoever they get here is a role type player to help fill depth. And I think that guy is, and I went and looked around the league. I said, all right, what team might be looking to move players, right? Just like you guys do. What team sucks? Okay, I'll start at the bottom. The Carolina Panthers suck, and I found a guy right away. Former Detroit Lion defensive end linebacker Charles Harris. Listen, this is not going to blow the doors off anybody. This is not going to win the fans over. But I think it's a guy they're familiar with, a guy that can play defensive end.
Not A'shaun Robinson?
Yeah, not A'shaun Robinson. More of an inside guy. But yes, I think that it's going to cost you like a conditional seventh round pick.
Yep.
That minimal, but also a guy that can help you a lot more than that conditional seventh round pick.
I mean, these are the more likely moves. And you're right. That doesn't wow anybody. In fact, right now, I can almost hear the yawns.
Right.
But he played here. They know what they're getting. That would be a possibility. I guess the question we have for the people, the crux of all of this is, do you trust Brad Holmes no matter what he does? If he does a Charles Harris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes. Or, you know, a lesser. I mean, today they claimed a guy off the Bengals practice squad, Isaiah Thomas, who was a seventh round pick out of Oklahoma. And I don't think he's played a game since his rookie season. He's been a practice squatter. Why? I have no idea. Last week, they signed Elkwadin Muhammad, who's bounced around a little bit and seemed like he's more of a bull rusher at the edge and has played for the Colts and was with the Cowboys. But he was drafted by New Orleans when Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell were there. So you have to think that might have led him to Elkwadin Muhammad. But he's a bull rusher type who also had a PED suspension last year. So these are the kinds of moves that feels like they're looking for the edge rusher version of Tim Patrick. But do you trust Brad Holmes here, even if he decides not to go big at this point?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.